In my dreams, I have a plan. If I got me a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work at all. I'd fool around and have a
this boat. Party going for days and days.
Warning. The following program contains subject matter that portrays gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people as first-class citizens, deserving of an equal share of the American dream. Topics like this are known to piss off televangelists, backwater preachers, some talk show hosts, blue-haired biddies, several members of Congress, and other socially unacceptable outcasts like radical right-wing nut jobs. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Have tuned into After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, a continuing tradition here on KPFT 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, discussions, and music dear to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community and our allies. We are a diverse group here, but we all have one thing in common. We are out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of his or her closet as well. That means recognizing who you are, standing up for yourself and your rights, and being proud of who you are. We understand that this might not be possible due to age, job, or frame of mind, but remember, we are here especially for you. So kick back and relax and get ready for this week's edition of After Hours.
Hello, Houston, Galveston, and the world. This is the 10th of September edition of After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude. My name is Chris Harrison. I'll be your co-executive producer for this evening.
And I'm Wes Laverne. I'm the other one on the bicycle.
If you've noticed yet, the big faggy voice is not here right now. Jimmy is under the weather. And if all goes well, we'll see him in a couple of weeks, because next week is the PWA holiday camp out. So we weren't planning on seeing him then anyway.
If they're still doing that, you know, with all the fires going on and everything.
I heard some people who had dropped off some stuff up there at the campground at an event I was at earlier tonight. And they said it was a little eerie in the area, but it's okay.
Okay.
I think because that's closer out to the Bastrop fire area. So I think that's considered under control.
Yeah. I think the only one that's not completely under control yet is Magnolia, isn't it?
Yeah, I think from what I've heard, they've sent the DC-9s that they had ordered for Bastrop, they've sent over to this direction now. And I think they're using helicopters, because I heard a whole lot of helicopters going over my office on Friday. Because I asked one of my coworkers is a volunteer fireman. And so I asked about how far we are from, like, the fire line. And it's, you know, 25, 30 mile.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because my mom is right out there, and she said she walked down to the end of the driveway the other day and could see the actual fire line itself.
Oh, jeez. My fun thing was on Wednesday. I walked out of my apartment to go to work, and I took a deep breath, and I smelled smoke. It's like, boy, I hope that's not Magnolia burning. Then I took another deep breath and I go, I hope that's Magnolia I'm smelling burning. And I tell people that and they go like, well, that's mean. What do you mean by that? I said, because if I'm not smelling Magnolia, that means there's another fire that's even closer to me.
Yeah.
In Willowbrook.
Well, you know, what's funny is it's like, I think it was that same day, Wednesday, when I got off work. Because I park out in the back 40 of the dealership. And as I'm going around to go out to employee parking, I look up and I saw blue, a line of smoke, and blue. And the line of smoke was actually going through where the sun was, and it made it kind of orangish out.
Now, when I went into work on Friday, I would look to my right, going on 249 towards Tomball, and to the right, the sky looked kind of blue. And then as you turned your head leftward, I was expecting rain to be coming down because it was that dark battleship gray.
Oh, wow.
To my left. And you look at those clouds and you're going, yes, we're going to get rain. We're going to get rain. And you realize, no, that's ash and soot and smoke. And we're not getting anything.
Yeah.
So there are plenty of resources out there if you want to help contribute to the firefighter. It's amazing. You know, hearing from my coworker of all the donations that have been coming in from just citizens and from companies.
Yeah, I know Walmart, I went over there the other day, and they had by both doors at the Walmart, they had a donation bin that you could put stuff in.
Yeah, and I mean, I saw a thing on the news where some restaurants were cooking up food to take out there and then taking in other food, you know, for later, because They've from what I've heard, they've set up the Texas Renaissance Festival as basically their canteen and staging area,
mm-hmm.
which is brilliant. You've got running water there. You've got bathroom, restroom facilities. You've got cooking facilities.
And it's huge out there, so there's plenty of room.
Yeah. The only downside is you're surrounded by kindling, but hey.
So.
You know, and so it's very kind of surreal up in that area. And
yeah. I know some of my coworkers, they have family that live in some of the affected areas, and one of them I know of is his parents have lost their house.
Mm.
So
I've got one coworker who was in the evacuation zone and was, you know, they thought it was going to be for a day, and then they realized how close it was starting to get, and it's like then they weren't allowed to get back in to get anything else. And as far as I know, everything's okay still. But
yeah. I called one of my customers and found out that he had been evacuated. He lives in Magnolia, and he's been in a hotel for like the last week. So when I talked to him on Friday, I wished him luck and everything. So
he's probably going to wait on taking delivery, huh?
Well, no, he just had to come get his license plates. And so he was like, he told me that he wasn't in a situation where he could get out and get to them anyway. So I told him, hey, do what you need to do. Good luck to you, and hope your home is safe and all that. And then, of course, I talked to my brother yesterday also and found out the Woodlands fire got pretty close to my nephew and niece, my nephews and niece. So luckily they got that under control and put it out before it got too close to them. So
yeah, just keep an eye out on that and be careful. You know, anyone out in the northwest side, you know, I've seen a lot of things on Facebook of people offering to help and, you know, hey, I got one room, I've got that, and
yeah.
I guess it's rural enough. We're not going to. Well, it was John Shevchek who activated the Houston Rainbow Cross. And so I don't know if anyone else has heard of a need for that yet on that. So we are going to. Tonight is the second Saturday of the month. And so we've got the leather ties coming in, hopefully.
Yep.
And we'll be probably playing a lot of music because, you know, Jimmy usually sends us off on some wild tangents that takes us, that uses up a lot of time, and we don't have him there.
But we do have a lot of announcements tonight.
Yeah. Also, just a little note, this is, we do say we are September 10th show. In the world of media, you usually don't consider it till the next morning. This is also, you know, September 11th, and some people were asking about what we were planning on doing. And to be honest, we didn't really have any plans on that. If I would have thought of it ahead of time, I would have loved to have dug out the special we did on our show. It was within a month after September 11th, we interviewed the someone from the New York Gay Lesbian Community Center.
Oh.
Which is not that far off from Ground Zero, because we heard of a lot of the efforts that they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
With 9/11 and the recovery, and you know, as having a large space that close, that's for, you know, a staging area, you know, shelter,
yeah.
And that.
What's amazing is it's kind of like I was telling the boys when we were coming in. It's like it's kind of like the JFK thing. You remember where you were when it happened,
yeah.
And I remember I was working for a company called the International Gay and Lesbian Travel Association.
Oh.
IGLTA. If you go to a lot of gay-friendly hotels and stuff like that, you'll see their little logos on the doors usually. And I have I had a lot of friends at the time through that organization that had hotels there not far from Ground Zero,
yeah.
And they were telling me about it. And it was pretty surreal listening to it from their point of view. And then, of course, I was at work, grabbed my boss, and we went down to the Target down the street from where we worked at, because we didn't have a TV in the office. So we ran down to Target, ran over to the electronics section where they had all the TVs tuned to the same station. We found out about it because one of my friends in North Carolina, who was a member of the association, called and said, "You need to get to a TV right now." So we ran down there, and we got down there before the second plane hit.
Mm. Yeah, with here in Houston, I heard it because at the time my radio alarm was going to one of those annoying. I had it set up for the most annoying thing I could, which was top 40 morning radio. And so it turned on, and it wasn't their normal inane banter. They sounded really serious, so I started listening to it a little bit, and then I turned on the TV to see it and rushed into work for the theater as close to being on time as possible. And so where I worked, they have had kind of high security inside, so not everyone had internet access. I was one of the few people who did have internet access. And so everyone was trying to look on this, watch this one TV with a real crappy reception. And so I was sitting on my computer, and I was playing journalist. And I was not getting anywhere trying to find on, like, Fox or CNN or any of the U.S. websites. This was so early on, they hadn't stripped down their websites like they did to to make things go faster. So, actually, I'm giving people reports off of BBC and Sky News in Europe.
Wow.
On that stuff. And, you know, I remember here in Pacifica, we had a coverage from our Washington station, because our New York station was the only is the only radio station in New York that was still able to broadcast after 9/11. Everyone else in the city moved their antenna to the World Trade Center building.
Oh, yeah.
And when that building went down, every station was, every signal was lost except WBAI, and theirs is because they couldn't afford to move it, so it was still on top of the Empire State Building.
Oh, wow.
So they were the only ones to be able to broadcast, but they were in the evacuation zone. So they left, and we had coverage coming out of Washington, which was horrible. And eventually here they switched the signal over, and they were broadcasting BBC coverage here in Houston on our station.
Yeah.
The one thing I did put up for the for 9/11 on our Facebook page is a documentary. I have to thank Amy Goodman with Democracy Now! Here on KPFT. She talked a little bit about with 9/11 this past week and some of the different ways of it. And she interviewed some people who did a documentary called The Saint of 9/11. And it is a story of Father Michael Judge, who is the, he was the chaplain for the New York Fire Department.
Oh, yeah, I remember hearing about him.
Somewhat openly gay. A lot of people knew, but just, we didn't talk about it. He also has the designation of being victim number one. When they started removing people from there, he was the first one removed. And so he was the first casualty. And a lot of the firefighters said, you know, it's just like Father Michael, that he was leading us to our reward. And as I said, he was a gay priest, Roman Catholic priest. And it's a very interesting documentary with his friends and colleagues and acquaintances of what kind of person he was, and seeing some of the tributes to him, which was very nice. And she mentioned it on the show, interviewed some people, and and a couple of the queer blogs that we use talked about this movie this year. It came out a couple of years ago. And they sent you to, well, here's a trailer, here's a teaser, here's a little bit of, here's a snippet of it. If you go to the After Hours Facebook page, we have a link to it on Hulu, which has the entire movie.
Oh, wow.
With limited, annoying commercial interruptions.
Those little 30-second clips.
The little 30-second clips. The problem is that they don't watch the movie and say, hey, here's a good time for us to take a 30-second clip. They basically go, okay, we've been 10 minutes, here's a 30-second clip. So you could be in the middle of someone speaking, and all of a sudden it's interrupted for this commercial, and it comes back to right where they were.
Oh, wow.
It uses like an automated system. So that's the only annoying part I had about that, but you can see it. It's a interesting, like I said, I stopped all my other internet stuff for 90 minutes to watch this video.
Oh, wow.
So
I'll have to watch it after we get our internet up and running at the house.
Yeah, I've seen people complaining about your lack of internet.
Yeah.
So look out for that. Like, so you can go to Hulu and do a search for Saint of 9/11 movie. Or you can go to Facebook.com/AfterHoursKPFT and find it there. And like I said, I did not put up anything for today. I'm sorry. Let's go into our calendar events. and get ready with the rest of the stuff.
Yep. We got quite a few events going on here. Starting off with on Sunday.
Sunday.
September 11th, starting at 2:30 p.m., and they're going to go until about 8 p.m. Fire dancers are going to be hanging their colors over at Tony's Corner Pocket. So they're wanting everybody to come on out and join them. Let's see here. Let me go over to this one. Here we go. Join us on the second Sunday of every month for Dollar Drafts and let us serve you our favorite cocktails and our famous cherry bombs.
That should be infamous.
That too. Come join the Fire Dancers at their new home bar, Tony's Corner Pocket. And for more information, you can go to FireDancersHouston.com. And then a little bit later on in the evening, let's go to this one. You got the Misfits Ball, Cirque du Sod, from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. over at Numbers. Minimum donation of $15, benefiting the Houston Buyers Club and Spry, seniors preparing for Rainbow Years. There is a silent auction going on. Leather Levi fetish attire encouraged. A clothes check is available. Please be street legal.
Which means an inch between your cheeks.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. And then,
they do take plastic on those events as well.
They do?
Yeah, for the silent auction.
Oh, okay. Let's see here. And then also on the 11th, there's a celebration of life for Glenn, I guess that's Landers.
Sanders,
okay. A.K.A. Roxy, over at the Brazos River Bottom. They're going to have food at 4 p.m., showtime at 5 p.m., and a silent auction. All performers are welcome, and this will benefit the American Diabetes Association. Let's see here. Oh, yeah. Let's see. September 16th through October 15th, Theater Suburbia opens their premiere comedy, A Texas Romance. This is going to be directed by Judy Reeves. In 1928, and a small town in Texas is a setting for a love story, as only can be found in this time and place. When the young man comes a-calling, how will the lady respond? Love, life, and family all come to play in the answers. Make your reservations early by calling 713-682-3525. Reservations are suggested for the best seat assignments in the house. Tickets are $14 for adults, $13 for students and seniors, and $12 on Sunday for everyone. Group rates are available for parties of 15 or more. And let's see, they're going to have, they say, join us for a glass of champagne on Friday, September 16th to celebrate opening night. So for more information, you can go to theatersuburbia.org.
And remember, if you tell them you heard about it here on After Hours, you get buy one, get one free tickets.
Yep. The 2011 Voices of Houston LGBTQ Youth Summit, Taking Back Our Schools, on Saturday, September 17th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. over at the GLBT Cultural Center, 401 Bernard. Let's see. You can get more information by going to montrosecounselingcenter.org. On Sunday. September the 18th at 7:30 p.m. over at the BRB is Daddy Stutz's Big Top, the gayest show on earth. It's going to be Boo Boo's 6th annual birthday bash. So come on out for fabulous food, fun, and entertainment. So, benefiting the PWA Holiday Charities and open to all performers. Let's see here. We'll use this one here. Beginning September 20th, Lucky Strike Lanes will be hosting Tuesday Night Rain Bowl, benefiting the Legacy Community Health Services. Our very own Marsha Mink Gill will be hosting this wonderful, fun-filled event. Show up early at 7 for special drink prices, a raffle, great music, and...